Okay, we're on Tesvav Amud Aleph, second line in the top. So we were talking about the case where a person makes a neder, where the condition comes later. In other words, the first day is the Isser, the condition's later. So the question is, does he have to be careful on the first day, lest he fulfills the condition later on, or we don't have to worry about that? So we had Rabbi Yehuda, he says we do have to worry. Rabbi Nachman says we don't have to worry. And now we're going to bring a Mishnah, which is our Mishnah actually, which is we're going to suggest as a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so let's see. Tnan. So our Mishnah said, Kodem Shani Yashen, Shani Me'alech, Shani Medaber, Vechule. A person makes a neder, he's not going to sleep or go with this or somebody or to speak, etc. So Gemara says, now, hey Chidami, what are we talking about here? If it's literal, as he said, he makes a neder, he's not going to sleep. Mihave Nidra, is that a good neder? Vatnan, we learned in the Mishnah. Chomer bishvuas hashvuas chalos al davar sheish bo mamish val davar shein bo mamish. Ma shein came in a darim. We learned that when it comes to nedarim, it's not chal on something which is not tangible. Shvuas are, but not nedarim. So sleep is something not tangible. V'sheinu davar shein bo mamishu. Ella, what must it be talking about? Damar kodem einai b'sheina. So he was he made into a tangible neder by making the neder on his eyes. That he made a neder his eyes are not going to sleep. So something tangible is eyes. Now, if he didn't give a shiur, he just says like he's never going to sleep, whatever. So mishav kinan le adavar iser bal yachel. He says, do we even wait until he's over? I v'amar Rabbi Yochanan shvu ashlo yishan shlosha yamim malkino sov yashan la'alter. That a person can't go 3 days without sleeping. So if he makes a neder, he's not going to sleep for 3 days. So we right away give him a malchus, and you don't even have to wait the 3 days because we know it's not shayach. So immediately we just give him malchus right away, and then v'yashan l'alter, he can go to sleep already because that's it. We give him his malchus, he was over on Shavuot Shav, and finished. So that can't be the case either. Ella, what are we saying? The Amar konem einai b'sheina l'machar yimishan hayom. So we're suggesting, therefore, what is the case in our Mishnah about sleeping? That it's the case, here we're suggesting first, that he made the Tanai first and the Isser later. In other words, that if he sleeps today, he won't sleep tomorrow. He'll be asur from sleep tomorrow. So then the Gemara says, but Hamart, that's nothing wrong with that, that Kol Bisur Isura Mizdahir. That if the Tanai comes first, the first day, so then fine, if he sleeps the first day, it'll be Aser for him to sleep the next day. He'll be careful, because he knows he slept the first day, which now makes it Aser to sleep the second day, so he'll be careful about that. What's the problem? El Apshita, so finally, it must be talking about, Da'amar konim einei b'sheine hayom, yishan l'machar, that's the case we're looking for. That's what our Mishnah is talking about, that he's asers his eyes from sleep today if he sleeps tomorrow. So the Tanai is going on tomorrow. So the question is, does he have to be careful today? So the Gemara now continues. Ve'i lo na'im hayom, if we're talking about that he didn't sleep today, so kinaim lemachar mai ba yechal d'orikav. So that's fine. So if he doesn't sleep today, which is the day of Isser, so who cares? Well, how can you say that it's bal yachel dvaro if he sleeps the next day or whatever? It doesn't matter because he didn't sleep today. So he's fine. He's okay. El alav, you have to say, b'ninayim. They were talking about he did sleep the first day. Where the Gemara's understanding now, as we're going to see in a second, Alma the Isi denayim, that he was allowed to sleep the first day. That's what Gemara's taking, that he was allowed to sleep the first day. Yeah, you can go ahead, but you just have to be careful. And the next day, what happens? If he slept, that means that he was asked for him to sleep the first day, and he was over. But it's mashma that you could sleep the first day. It's just that you got a problem if tomorrow you're going to sleep also. Which is like Rav Nachman, but it's a kasha and Rav Yehuda says you're not allowed to sleep the first day. So to you, Rav Yehuda, so it's a kasha and Rav Yehuda. So Gemara is Docha and says no. Kiktani de'inaim. Gemara says no. We're not saying that he's allowed to sleep the first day, and we're not worried that he's going to sleep the second day. He's not allowed to. It's just talking about when he was over. He wasn't doing what he was supposed to do. He happened to have slept the first day. He was not supposed to, but he did. So if he did, and then he slept again the second day, which made it asur to sleep the first day, then that's called being over on the neder and on val yachel. Okay. Let's see Rashi's. Ilemid kediktani. We're talking about literally shani yashen. So mi having neder hashena davar shein ba mamishu. Ella de kamar kodem eni b'sheinai ve'ayin shenadar bo yesh ba mamish. The eye is davar sheish ba mamish. V'ida lo yayiv shiura ad kama zman eno yashen. He didn't give a shiur how long. Did mishavkin and lay havar vaday b'sher ba'al yachel. For sure he's over if he indefinitely can't. Said he's not going to sleep. It's impossible. The lo masil amekam benafshe de lo. You can't be. You can't hold yourself back from sleeping. V'hama Rabbi Yochanan la'alter malkin oso sheyishan hoyel v'nadar b'neder b'davar she'en yachol lamod bo. So right away says Rabbi Yochanan, you don't even wait the 3 days. You just give him malkus immediately because it's not shayach for him to not sleep. V'id lo naim hayom ki naim l'machar ma yisr ba yachel ika. And if you're talking about he didn't sleep today, then even if he did sleep the next day, it's fine. So what issue is there? Diktani asur bari lo yishan et mo klum. He didn't sleep the day before at all, so then it doesn't matter what it is the next day. Ela b'dinayim. It must be talking about that the first day he did sleep et mo. The hachi ma'ari masnisin im yishan ayom v'yishan l'machar. That would be asur. And that's what he did. He slept the first day, and then he slept the second day, and it was asur. Alma isle denayim mashma day. It's okay to sleep the first day. He slept, which he was allowed to. It's just that he slept again the second day, which made it asur from him to sleep the first day, and he was over. Alma isle denayim alma shafkina leilishan. We see from here we let him sleep hayom. V'lo chashin and shem yishan lamachar. We're not worried what's going to be about the next day. V'tiyufte de Rabbi Yehuda, which is a kashin Rabbi Yehuda. It says you do have to be choshish the first day, lest you don't do your tanai the next day. So then Rashi continues the Dichiyano Amar Lach Rav Yehuda. He would answer you, Hachi Ktani Masnisin Konem Einai Bachas Goreis B'Sheina Hayom Imishan Lemachar. Okay, the Asur Kinaim Lemachar, that it's going to be Asur if he sleeps the next day. The Einai Metmol Dievet, meaning it's only Bidiyevet. You're not allowed to sleep the first day. We're talking about he wasn't allowed to, but he did. So Bidiyevet, if he did sleep the first day, so then if he sleeps the second day, it made it asur to sleep the first day, and he's over. Aval lechachila ein manichin oso lishan hayom. But we don't lechachila let him sleep the first day. Dechashin and shem yishan lamachar, which is exactly what Rabbi Yehuda says. Okay, back to the Gemara. Ravina Amar, a different teretz over here. Leolam kediktani. So really, we are talking about now the whole thing we got to this is because we said what's the neder when he says he's not going to sleep. So then it came and we said it must be talking about this case with the Tanai. Says Ravina, nah, you could say it's the regular case. He said he's not going to sleep. Aye, but we said that sleep is the varshin bo mamish. So on that he says. That's you can answer that. Ravina Mar Lolam Kidiktani, Umay Bal Yachel, and I, so where's Bal Yachel Baro? We said that it's not a Devar Shem Mamish. So he answers, Midir Rabbanan, Enachanami, Midir Raisa, if you make a neder on sleep, it's nothing, because it's Devar Shem Mamish. So what are we talking about here? That the Rabbanan, anyways, made it that it's a neder, and you have to have to matcha the neder. Right, even though midrash it's nothing, but it isn't nothing midrash. But the Rabbanan answered it, and they made a bal yachel, so to speak, midrash. The Gemara says, "Umiika bal yachel devar Rabbanan." What, there is such a thing, a bal yachel? That's a pasuk in the Torah, and that's this bal yachel midrash Rabbanan. The Gemara says, "Yeah, we see such a thing." Vatanya, the Brisa says, "Varim amutarim vacherim naugubem iser yetarashay latirim bifneim shneimar lo yachel devaro." So somebody that people are knowing heter and something, and somebody makes an extra getter and decides, or a group of people decide to accept upon themselves an extra chumrah. Okay, So we don't know, and then they want to go back on it and, you know, rescind, go back on their chumrah that they said that they have to have hafara. We can't just we don't just let them go back. Shneemar lo yechel dvaro, as it says, lo yechel dvaro. Even though this can't be deraisa, there's no real neder over here. It's just a chumrah that they took, but we don't want them to, you know, deal lightly and stam being machmir, and then no, today machmir, tomorrow not machmir, and so we want them to take it seriously when they're making these chumras. So, but it's only midrabanan, you know. There's no iser mamish neder over here. It's just a chumrah, but just so they shouldn't be take it lightly. We ask that they be matir this chumrah. And what do we where do we see this from? Shneemar bal yechel dvaro. Even if it's only derabana and it's not a derais over here, still we see the lashon of bal yechel dvaro. So it does apply by derabanas. Okay, Rashi, olam kediktani. Really, we can say it's talking about she eini yashen, the regular classical case, as it says literally. V'hayda kamar v'ashen to the v'ashen bo mamish v'leka bal yechel v'dai midaraisa leka bal dvaro. Of course. Amidaraisa. My bal yachal yika diktani masita, and that's only nasr midrabanan. Umi yika, says Rashi, bal yachal midrabanan, the malkin la midrabanan. We said, yeah, if a person says, right, that he's being machmir, yeta rashai li nog ba'em heter lifneim, that you can't be mako later. Levatel min hagam, the over mishum bal yachal. Uminator eno bal yachal midrabanan, this is the case, it's only midrabanan again. Okay, back to the Gemara. Tonight, we're bringing another Mishnah. So here we have a case that a person says to his wife before Pesach. Let's say, I think the Rashi brings example in Adar. Okay, this is before Pesach. He says it makes a konam she'at nenes li ad Pesach im telchi la beis avich ad hachag. Okay, meaning that he says that. He makes an edder to asr hana from her, okay, until Pesach, if she goes to the father's house until Sukkot, right? Now we're before our Nadar. So if she goes any time until next, like till Sukkot, another whatever 7 months away, to her father's house, she becomes asr. And when is the isr though? From now until Pesach. Okay, so what happens? Halcha. Let's say she went lifnei a Pesach. She went before Pesach. She actually went. So now she becomes aser until Pesach. That was the end again. The hana was from now until Pesach. If she goes any time until next Sukkot. So if she went any time now before Pesach for sure, then she went now this whole tkufa until Pesach. She's aser be'ana. That's what it says. Aser be'ana ad a Pesach. Halcha lifnei pechas asur. And now Gemara makes a deal. So what do we see? That if she went dafka halcha lifnei pesach, she's asur. But lo halcha lo. It means she's if she actually goes now, so she's asur until Pesach to get anah. That was the whole neder. If any time she goes, she's asur until Pesach. She went, so she's asur until Pesach. Clear. But then Gemara makes a diuk mashma that if she didn't go now until Pesach, so in the meantime she can get a hana. She might end up going sometime. She has until next Sukkot, and then this tkufa is going to be retroactively be aser. But mashma that we don't care about that. She can go and she can have hana now, even though it might end up that later on she's going to go and retroactively is going to be aser. But we see we don't care. Which is like Rav Nachman and Kasha on Rav Yehuda. So Gemara answer says no, you're not making the right diuk. Amar Rabbi Abba halcha lifnei Pesach asura v'loke lo halcha asura b'alma. He says no, make the deal like this. Say that if she goes already now, so now she becomes mamish. Clearly, she's vaday aser. She went now. I mean, she's clearly we know now she's aser until Pesach. They have any hana, and if she does, she's over mamish on the neder 100%. She gets malchus. It's the mamish the actual iser. But lo halcha, and then me would act like this. But lo halcha, it's still aser, but it's iser b'alma. In other words, she's not allowed to get hana if she actually did go now, then for sure she's mamish asur to have anah now, because she already fulfilled the tanai immediately. So now she's not allowed to get anah mamish. And if she doesn't, go now, she's still asur, but it's only isur be'alma, just an isur in case, lest she eventually goes, and now it's going to be asur. So that's the deal you have to make.
How can like a need on somebody else for something to do, which isn't a bad thing?
We see that all the time. I can't answer your things on you, but no. He's answering her. She's not able to get enough from him. Says so you can't.
That's on him.
Right. She says you're not allowed to get any hana from my things because I can stop you from trespassing. You know.
How can a woman get malchus? I mean, a woman's gonna get malchus.
Why not?
But a woman get malchus too?
Yeah.
But again, you're imposing it on her. She's going to her father, sons, and what's
the.
She's not doing anything wrong.
Yeah, yes. He forbade her from having an honor from him. He can't forbid her from having an honor on her own things. You can't have an honor. I'm making net, you can't get an honor from your safety. I can't do that. It's your thing. But I can say, you're not allowed to get an honor on my thing.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and why'd she get malchus?
Why?
Why'd she get malchus?
Because she transgressed that.
By going to her father?
By going to her father, that was the condition. But if she goes to her father, then she becomes Asur Behana. And she did have Hana from him. So that's. She did have Hana from him, which she's not allowed to. But it only becomes Asur if she goes to her father. She did. So if she actually goes to her father, then she becomes Asur to have Hana, and she got Hana. No. He didn't give her the anah. She took it. Whatever. She had anah from him.
That's not like relations or
anything. No. Okay. So we're still okay with Rabbi Yehuda. He touches up. We said the diuk differently. That lo halacha is not aser mamish. It is aser lest she ends up going. Okay. Ask the Gemara. Ema seifa. If that's the case. What about the Seifa, the Mishnah there? It says that let's say she goes achar Pesach. She went after Pesach, not before. She went after Pesach. So now, what does that mean? That means retroactively, if she had Hana before, it's a problem. So what does it say? Bebal yachel dvaro. So in a Hanami, she's over. Now, v'ida lo ishani lifnei Pesach. So what are we talking about over here? What do you mean she's over if she goes after Pesach, you know, and to her father's house? She's over in what happened before. What do you mean she's over? Mi'ika, if we're talking about v'ida lo ishani lifnei Pesach, mi'ika bal yachel, is it talking about, if it's talking about she didn't get any hana until Pesach, so then what's the problem that she went to her house, the father's house after? That's fine. There's only a problem if she had hana until Pesach, but she didn't have any hana until Pesach. So what do you mean, bal yachal? Elapshit, that says where it must be talking about the ishani, that she did have hana. She had hana from her husband until Pesach, okay? Which is the problem, tkufa, but only if she goes to her father's house. And she did go to her father's house later. So that made retroactively that tkufa problem, and she's over. That must be what we're talking about. So what do we see, Alma? Misani, we see, though, that she's allowed to have hana. And she was allowed to have hana, and she did, what she was allowed to do. But then, later on, when she went to her father's house, retroactively became a problem. But we see that you're allowed to have hana, unlike Rabbi Yehuda. Tiyufta, on Tesvavamud Beis, Vitiyufta to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara, right, he says that you're not allowed to, lest it becomes a problem. So Gemara says, no, Kiktani di'is hane hareza beval yachel dvaro. So you see, it means like this. No, not that you're allowed to. You're not allowed to. All it means is if she did have hana, she wasn't supposed to because of the danger that made lest she go to her father's house, Rabbi Yehuda. But all it means is, but if she didn't listen to Rabbi Yehuda and she went to her father, she did have hana during that tkufa, then if she goes later on to her father's house, it becomes that she was over. But not that she was allowed. We wouldn't have told her she could, because the vada is dangerous and she might end up becoming asur and not during jat kufa. But she went anyways, and therefore she had hana anyways. But then later on when she went, it becomes retroactively a problem. Okay, Rashi's konem shat nenisli ada Pesach im telchi lebeis avicha mikan adachag. This is in Perek Hanodir Mina Yerek. Kagon Dekai Ba'adar. For example, they're in Adar Ba'amar, and he said, Konem Chate Enati Alaich. Right, you can have Mayan Azasut on you, Michael Mashke, whatever it is, until Pesach, Im Telchila Beis Avicha Mikan Ad until Chagas Fruas. Adachag Ad Sukas. So Im Alchaif, she went Lebeis Avi, Kodem Pesach. So right now, good. So now it's clear. She's already Asurala Not Mimenu, Kodem Pesach, as Gemosh and Adar, as the netter was. Ha'im lo Alchaif, she didn't go Lifnei Pesach, Eina Asura Ad HaPesach. There's no Isser Hana over here until Pesach. But lo Chayshin and Shemet Eilech Lachar. We're not worried that but she might go later. It doesn't matter. And even said Lemafreya Nenes Beisur. We're not worried about that. And therefore, that's a problem. With the Rabbi Yehuda, Vekash the Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Al Yishena Yom Shem Yishan Lemachar. We're worried today, just in case you're going to do the Tanai afterward, that it's going to be Aser today. The Yimisa the Rabbi Yehuda, because if we're holding here like Rabbi Yehuda, Havi Aser La Masnitzi Nana. But they would have said for it would have been Aser for her to get Hana now during until Pesach, lest later she goes to her father's house. Afilu imelo alchada Pesach. I mean, she didn't actually go now yet. Dekashinem shema teilech lachar Pesach. She might go later. V'nim tzad nenes mimenu l'yisur. I'm afraid it ends up that she was over on the Yisur. So we were docher. Amir Rabbi Abba, no. Tarit sars misin hachi. You can learn a mission like this. Hal kalifnei Pesach asura bana tova locha dovera sal bal yachel. So if she went before Pesach, and then mamish, she ready now. She's asur b'hana and until Pesach. And if she does again hana, she's loka. V'im lo hal kalifnei Pesach. And if she doesn't go in before Pesach, v'afilu hachi asura bana to. It's still asur b'hana though at Pesach, like Rabbi Yehuda said. She's still not allowed to get hana until Pesach. It's still of the Isser, but that's only an Isser Bioma. It's not over on anything. It's just a just in case. You have to play it safe and not get in, lest, you know, she goes later. Then she's going to be Halcha, Chayeves Malchus. So we said if she actually goes, then she's Chayeves Malchus. The Havra Avra, she was over on the Neder. Haki Maskana. The Masnitzin, Halcha Lachar Pesach. She goes later. Overes Mishum Bal Yachel. Okay. Umakshin Mina. Vei Lo Ishani Lifnei Pesach Mika Bal Kev. She says, what's the problem if she didn't get Hana before Pesach? What's the problem if she goes later? Ela Lab Shita Di Ishani. Must be talking that she did get Hana before Lifnei Pesach. So Visavra Lo Elecha Kav. She said, nah, it's not a problem. I'll get Hana. I'm not worried. I'm just not going to go to my father's house later. Vehalcha Lachar Pesach. So we assume that, you see, that she's allowed to do that, we thought, and therefore it's a tiyuv to the Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi and Tesavim and Beis, the Amar, that Al Yishan Al Yom Shema Yishan L'machar, the HaChazin and HaChadeh Shafkin Al Aliyanos Lifnei HaPesach, the Bitna, the Nami Misar. So we see here that we're not worried, we let her get a na, and just she'll be careful later not to do the Tanai. Hamalach Rav Yehuda, no, lo olamei malach al yishan hayom, shema yishan lemachar, v'chi k'tani masnisin halchachar pesa v'chule, the ihis hani, meaning she's not allowed to. It's just talking about kedus she did, im avra v'nenes, she really shouldn't have, because lest she ends up going to her father's house. But we're talking about she was over on that, and she had a knot, which she shouldn't have done, because of the danger involved. V'im avra v'nes, if they have pesach, v'avra v'halcha, and then she was over, and she later on, she did, after achar pesach, go to her father's house. That's what it means, that she's over as al bal yachel. Okay.